Shinzo Abe is the first Japanese leader to visit Myanmar in 36 years. Earlier this week, Myanmar's president was in Washington, D.C. A trip like that hadn't taken place in 47 years, back when the country was universally known as Burma. Its strategic location between China and India is just one of the attractions as it continues to emerge from decades of military rule and diplomatic isolation. Business is another draw. Myanmar's population of more than 60 million is not only an untapped consumer market, it's a source of cheap labor, the cheapest in Asia. That's according to a recent survey by Japan's External Trade Organization. It shows Myanmar factory workers make less than their counterparts in Bangladesh and Vietnam, and about one-sixth of what factory workers are paid in Thailand. Further development of business ties is certain to be on the agenda during Abe's visit, as it was during the White House trip earlier this week. President Obama praised Myanmar's political and economic reforms, but also called for continued progress and an end to violence against a Muslim minority. The United States has ended many of its economic sanctions against Myanmar, but unlike the case with Japan and many European countries, other sanctions remain in place. Bill Dorman, HPR News.